This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we move further in the Psalter, picking up with Psalms 103 and 104. As a father, his kingdom rules over all, clothed with splendor and majesty, wine to gladden, and I will sing while I have being. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the fellowship of this altar, Let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy on us. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. The peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
kindly for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you know we live in the midst of so many dangers that in our frailty we cannot stand upright. Grant strength and protection to support us in all dangers and carry us through all temptations. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. The word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since, in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God, through the folly of what we preach, to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs, and Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to the Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, whom God made our wisdom and our righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boasts in the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on a mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you, and utter all kinds of evil things against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I
believe in God, the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In these, the propers for the fourth Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord, we get a glorious revelation of who our Lord Christ is and what He does to us whom He has called to be His disciples. After coming forth from the wilderness and calling His apostles, Jesus began to journey through Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every dread disease, every affliction among the people. So His fame began to spread throughout all of Syria, so that the people brought to Him all their sick, all those afflicted with various diseases and pains, those oppressed by demons, and He healed them. The crowds gathered and swelled in number, flocking to the heavenly physician. Even if in their human ignorance, the darkness of their eyes brought on by sin, they do not yet perceive who He is. They are aroused by His manifest signs and visible miracles. While His miracles bear witness to His divine power and the gracious nature of His appearing, Jesus sets forth another revelation for those who are trained in the Holy Scriptures, and therein have eyes to see and ears to hear. Seeing the crowds, He went up on the mountain. When His disciples gathered around Him, He opened His mouth and taught. He cuts the figure of Moses on Sinai, the great prophet through whom God did give the law. Here He is, the prophet like Moses, who is greater than Moses, raised from among the people to whom Moses commanded that all should listen to Him. But He does not speak like Moses or Aaron or any of the prophets before Him. He does not have to say, "Hear the word of God," or "Thus says the Lord." For He Himself is the Word and the Lord of all. Here on this mountain, He who spoke to Moses in terrifying justice in the smoke and the clouds and the thunder and the lightning that shook Sinai to its roots, He now speaks to His disciples in tenderness and mercy. And listen to what He says. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the weak. Blessed, blessed, blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you. Long ago, the prophet Jeremiah prophesied, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, declares the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them. I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Jesus is manifested by his miracles. He is manifested by his fulfillment of type and prophecy, and he is manifested by his word. For note, he does not give a new table of the law. He does not say, become poor in spirit, that you may receive the kingdom of heaven. Mourn so that you may be comforted. Become meek that you inherit the earth. But he pronounces blessing. Blessed are you, he says. He speaks to them about who he makes them to be by his word and their union with himself. He speaks of the new heart which he shall give them, the spirit that he will breathe upon them, the people that they are in him. They are the poor in spirit and those who mourn, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, and the pure in heart, because he makes them so. And in this we see the fourth way in which Christ is made manifest. He is made known through his Christians. You are the light of the world, Jesus says. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people put a lamp, light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Through them, not that they themselves are the light, but through them, Christ, the true light who dwells in them, shines to the glory of the Father. He shines in them in the way that he overcomes the world in them and for them and through them. Those who are poor in spirit are blessed. By the preaching of his law and the conviction of the Holy Spirit, they know that they do not and cannot merit the kingdom of heaven, but he gives it to them as free gift. Those who mourn, who weep over death and the darkness of sin, they're comforted because he has overcome death and sin by his atoning death and victorious resurrection, and so do they in him. To those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, he feeds them his own. In the supper and in the heavenly feast of which it is a foretaste. To the merciful, who are merciful for his sake, he gives mercy and makes their hearts pure by the forgiveness of sins so that they may see God. He has made peace between God and man by his blood, and between Jew and Gentile, and between men and women in the church by making them one people. And so those who make peace are called sons of God. And blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. For he was reviled and slandered, persecuted and rejected, and those who follow him into his death also follow him into his life. Blessed are you, saints. For Christ has made you and makes you these things, and he gives you all things. He pronounces it upon you by his almighty word. Blessed are you. The kingdom of heaven is yours. Comfort, the new heavens and the new earth, satisfaction, mercy, the beatific vision, and sonship. It is all yours in Christ Jesus. So go forth. You are the light of the world, for the light of Christ shines through you. Let your faith and your work shine to the glory of the Father, even when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on Christ's account. For your reward is great in heaven. Amen.
In our prayers, we remember Reverend Harold Senkbeil, a former faculty member here at the seminary, as he recovers from surgery. We also pray for Mark Langton and his family as they mourn the death of his grandfather, the Reverend Harvey Keatsman. Rejoicing in the light of Christ who has come to save us, let us pray for ourselves, for the church in all places, and for the confession of the gospel throughout the world, that through its light many may be led to Jesus' eternal kingdom. O Father of light, shine the bright beams of your word upon your church, that she may proclaim with authority the good news of the kingdom of your Son. Lord, in your mercy. O Father of light, fortify like an iron pillar the faith of our brothers and sisters throughout the world who are rebuked and persecuted for extolling your name. By your mercy, strengthen them in their confession and deliver them from all suffering. Lord, in your mercy. O Father of light, enlighten your holy people with the most excellent way of Christ's love, that the baptized in this place may bear with one another and endure trial and temptation as one. Lord, in your mercy. O Father of light, rebuke and cast out the spirits and forces of evil that dominate those under their sway. And forget not the afflicted and sick, especially Harold and all who we lay before you. Uplift them in body and soul by your righteous hand, and according to your will, heal and preserve them. Lord, in your mercy. O Father of light, grant comfort and strength to those who mourn, especially the family of Harvey, and sustain them with the promise that you never leave them nor forsake them. Lord, in your mercy.
By the light of your word, we entrust into your hands all for whom we pray. Through the Holy One, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should all times and all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. As the glory of your presence once filled your ancient temple, so the incarnation of your Son, Jesus Christ, you manifested the fullness of your glory in human flesh. We give you thanks that in his most holy supper you reveal your glory to us. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, so that we may one day behold your glory face to face. Hear us as we pray in his name, and as he taught us, our Father. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Now may this body and this blood strengthen and preserve you in body and soul into life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.